And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is also true that this has been a situation on our borders back through a number of administrations. And I supported this bill. I believe in the idea of amnesty for those who have put down roots and who have lived here, even though sometime back they may have entered illegally.
Yeehaw, the fix is in. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Gay marriage, rubber stamp. Amnesty for illegal aliens, rubber stamp. Bust the budget, rubber stamp. So you may think that you are witnessing democracy in action by listening to the politicians and the Supreme Court so-called justices. You're really watching a charade. You're watching the shadows on the wall of the cave. The decisions are made and the stooges put on the act. Reagan, glorified by many constitutionalists in the neocon media. Oh, right. You say Ronald Reagan, they practically fall on the ground like God himself. Well, he was just a man, a good president. Not a great president, a good one, but he is the god to the neocons in the radio business. And yet they may not even be able to tell you that it was Ronald Reagan himself who granted amnesty to illegals, millions of illegal aliens, by the way, saying that if only we grant amnesty to the illegals, it will never happen again. Now, of course, here we are a number of years later, and the power structure is about to grant amnesty again, as well as no doubt come out in favor of gay marriage, which is, of course, a given, given the pressures of the civilization that we are living in. So, I mean, we can comment on it if you want. I don't see any point in it because we don't live even in a putative republic anymore. We don't live in a putative democracy. We never have. We don't live in a republic, but we live as an oligarchy. I've told you that since 1994. You are living in an oligarchy with a charade of two parties and a charade of a Supreme Court. It's all an act. In other words, I'm an ultimate cynic. So let's, we the people, talk amongst ourselves about things that are perhaps more interesting. Tonight I want to talk about eco-madness. Now earthworms are being blamed for global warming. You heard me. And so-called warming alarmists are suggesting the following, killing polar bears. That's right. I'm not making it up. They are recommending that polar bears be killed to save the polar bears. The insane people in the universities are saying in order to save the polar bears, we have to kill them. Here's another story. How many times have I told you that the budget could practically be balanced if Indian gambling casinos, so-called, were to pay their fair share of taxes? Well, here comes a new insult. The Mashantucket Pequot Tribal Nation, which owns the Foxwoods Resort Casino in southeastern Connecticut, is now seeking increased revenues through grants from the U.S. government. In other words, they're giving $100,000 a year to adult tribe members, and they're running out of money because God knows where the money's going. Now the Pequots are joining other Indian gambling tribes, including nearby rival casino Mohican Sun, in the pursuit of more federal aid. It's not bad enough they pay no taxes. Now they want grants. Number two. I'm giving you stories now. Number three. Here's number three. Did you see the HBO special on Phil Spector? The answer is no. The answer is my audience doesn't have HBO. They don't have cable. They don't have basic cable. My audience is a radio audience. They don't watch television. Some do. I mean, a few, a smattering. But I'm going to tell you about that today. I'm giving you an intro. I watched HBO's docudrama about the murder trial of the degenerate record producer, Phil Spector, someone who had passed his prime 40 years before, and they still turned him into an icon for some reason. And the fact of the matter is, he killed this woman in the minds of anybody who studied the case. She had her face blown off. And yet, he was, originally released. He was found innocent, retried and found guilty. And now, this is the shock of it all. Al Pacino has destroyed his reputation, which you can understand since Al Pacino probably doesn't have much between his ears, given his politics, along with the others from the West Village in the media business. But there's another actor in the production, and I'm shocked that she would throw away her reputation by trying to persuade the American people that this character, Phil Spector, is innocent. And her name is, I forget her name. She's a famous female actress. Does anyone know who I'm talking about? You're supposed to fall on the ground. She's the female Ronald Reagan of the film world. I forgot her name. I went blank on it. I guess I don't pass the test. Anyway, she threw her reputation in the toilet as well. And so I watched the Phil Spector docudrama on HBO, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. It was pure, unadulterated propaganda. I want to talk about that. 855-400-7282. If you missed my show last night, you missed really one of my best shows. Many of you were busy with other things that were probably more important than talk radio. Maybe you were with family or whatever. I think I did a great show. Many people listened to it, were astounded, and we have a replay of a piece of it in case you missed it, with the exception of my complaining about the moochers at the table that I invited, the 20 mooch of the 20 people. See, I didn't explain the moochers in complete detail. It wasn't that they mooched and ordered the expensive appetizers that bothered me when they didn't have to, or that they ordered the $50 crab from the open menu. I didn't make my point. It bothered me in the middle of the night. The point was, it was the people with the most money were the biggest moochers. The people who had money did it. I didn't care that people who were like short of funds mooched. They needed a good meal. I didn't care. To me, it was like St. Anthony's dining room. I was providing a meal for friends. But why would someone with money take advantage of my... You see what I was trying to get at? That's the part where I felt abused. I had to explain it in more detail, I felt, to my loyal audience. So the phone number, again, you know what it is. But do you understand why I played Ronald Reagan at the beginning of the show? To shock you into the awareness that he was a politician like all politicians. He was not a great man by any means. He was an actor who did a fairly good job as a politician. And yet the neocons in the radio business have turned him into some kind of god. I don't understand it. I do not understand why Ronald Reagan's been turned into a god by the neocons in the radio business who constantly tout the party line. But then again, I don't understand other things that they do, and so therefore I'll let you decide. I report, you decide. Those are some of the topics I'm talking about. Then, of course, there are the little stories. If you go to the Drudge Report, there's a story that makes no sense whatsoever, but it's worth talking about. The Centers for Disease Control, which of course is a laugh because they don't control any disease. What they do is report on disease in that they replaced real epidemiologists and real doctors with politicians about 20 years ago, and now they have nothing but little people with, PhDs and MDs who report on infections and can do nothing to stop them, because in order to stop them, they have to actually do something. And as you well know, they don't have the mandate to do anything. They report that there's 110 million venereal infections in the United States of America. That's an astonishing number of venereal infections when you think about it. How could there be 110 million venereal infections, you ask yourself? Where's that coming from? Well, if you look at the report, you realize what they're saying is that of the 110 million venereal infections in the U.S., most of them consist of one of them known as, you probably never heard of it. If you're an older person, you don't even know what it is. You know your grandfather's and your father's venereal diseases. And I don't have to name them just for, shock effect. But there are venereal infections that you never heard of. And this is a direct result of the degeneracy that is being promulgated in the schools and colleges and in the fact that we have no moral compass left in the United States of America. It's over. It's been blown apart because in order to be fair to minority sexualists, you have to have no morality. In order for minority sexualists to feel that they're not being picked on, you have to make sure there's no morality. And then once you destroy morality, you can have anything. You can marry a giraffe. You can marry five people. You can marry a horse. It doesn't matter. And so the most common sexually transmitted infection in the United States in 2008 was one that your father never heard of called HPV, human papillomavirus. Human papillomavirus, which caused 14 million estimated infections that year. Now, why do so many girls get HPV? Because they're being told to have sex with everybody. If it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? Of the total 110 million existing infections in the U.S., there were 79 million HPV infections in girls. That's because they've been taught to have sex before they can even add a column of three figures in three ways. The important thing is to feel good and to express their sexuality. And so by the time they get to college, they can be experts at promiscuousness. There were 24 million HSV2 infections. There were 3.7 million trichomoniasis infections. There were 1.5 million chlamydia infections. There were 908,000 HIV infections. There were 422,000 Hep B infections. There were 270,000 gonorrhea infections. That's old-fashioned stuff. And 117,000 syphilis infections. Now, of course, you have to understand that you can't pick on anyone with a venereal disease. It's part of their lifestyle. And in order to accept all lifestyles, you have to accept all infections as being equal. No, there's no comment on that, and I'm asking for it, not anything. We're just giving you a potpourri sort of a dinner. I've given you a couple of drinks. I've given you some appetizers, and I haven't even hit the main course on the Savage Nation. Shortly, when I'm in the mood, we'll go into the main course. So as you see, you have many stories to talk about. Venereal infections, native U.S. tribes not only getting away with murder by not paying taxes, but now they want federal bailouts. The HBO propaganda piece where Al Pacino destroyed his reputation forever, the Phil Spector travesty. We have the eco-madness of the insane people in the eco-movement now saying in order to save the polar bears, we have to kill them. Maybe I should take a phone call right now, see what he's talking about. Redding, California. Daniel, welcome to the Savage Nation from Redding, California. What's on your mind?
I loved your story last night about how you went to dinner and two people out of 20 thanked you for the dinner. It reminded me of the story of Jesus healing 10 lepers, and one out of the 10 came back and thanked them. It's like you was eating.
Stop it. Don't call my friends lepers. But it's awfully, it's really, really bizarre that out of the 20 people there, I only got two thank yous. And it was only, two invitations. Those were the thank yous. They were come to dinner, which was nice of them. The others didn't even say thank you for it, and some took home take-home meals.
After I heard all that, I'm going, for sure, he was in the company of lepers last the other night.
No, they're not bad people. That was the point I was trying to make. I don't hate them. I could just do without them. That's the point. The fact is, they're not bad people, but it's a symptom of the broken times we're living in. I think that's why I told it, Daniel, that even decent people, even people who consider themselves traditionalists to some extent have the word I'm seeking is, I don't even have the exact word. They've lost their cultural moorings. They didn't even have the decency to say thank you for a wonderful night. Nothing. Never mind bringing a flower for the wife, a bouquet of flowers or a cake, something, nothing. Not a card, nothing. Not, they wouldn't even send an email. The electrons were too expensive.
Well, it's like,
I don't care. I'm not going to complain about it. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. That's the last they'll get a free meal out of me. I don't really care. Now, Michael Savage's comments on the Holy Week are very interesting, and I will play it back. We have the audio of the trailer from the Spill. I almost said the Spill Pector. I almost said the Spill Pector movie. No, the Phil Spector. I mean, you talk about a culturally insignificant nobody. Phil Spector. Say, well, why are you talking about it? Because it's a symptom of the cultural degeneracy that we're living in, that HBO would even run such a movie. You say, well, it cost £8 million, they reported in England, to make that propaganda piece saying he was innocent. Say, how could they spend that much money when no one even knows this guy? He was nobody. By 1990, by 85 already, he was a forgotten dwarf living in Hollywood in a decrepit old mansion somewhere in a decrepit neighborhood of L.A. in a, you know, a broken-down old house, going to an Italian restaurant, where the food is excellent, by the way, being driven around in a broken Cadillac, and everyone talking, oh, he's a great genius, a record producer. No one knows who he is. So he was. So a girl comes into his house. He picks up a barmaid, brings her home. Her face gets blown off with a gun he owns in her mouth. His chauffeur comes running out and says that he came out saying, I think I've killed a girl, and then we're supposed to believe he's innocent, even though he's done this to other girls. He's played this Russian roulette game with them before. So why would Al Pacino and that woman actress, whose name I forget, does anyone know who I'm talking about? What's her name, the woman in the HBO movie? I want to see if anyone's even listening to me. I have no idea. Helen Mirren. I'll call her Helen Mirren, because I'm supposed to know that she's the greatest actress in the history of the world. It was Helen Mirren threw away her her credentials, threw away her credibility, as did Al Pacino. So you say, why would they do this? See, this is the point of my story. Why would Al Pacino throw away a shred of any credibility he may have had, as well as Helen Mirren? The answer is quite simple, because they're whores like everyone else in Hollywood. If they spend $12 million to make this movie to say, well, oh, Phil Spector's innocent, he should be given another trial, even though he had two trials, he should have another one. By the way, he's serving his time right now on Corcoran, and I hope he's listening to the show. Is there anyone from Corcoran listening to the show? Because I'm heard in the Corcoran area. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Call us to tell us how Phil's behaving. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
Okay, as of traffic, the Glen Park BART station in San Francisco has been reopened from an earlier suicide in front of the trains. They look for residual delays throughout the system. Northbound 101, bumper to bumper, 280 onto the lower deck. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, slow before the island into San Francisco. And eastbound 80 is slow out of the MacArthur Maze as you head up towards San Pablo Avenue because of earlier problems. Southbound 280, bumper to bumper, from Sand Hill Road to Magdalena because of an earlier crash. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
April 15th is right around the corner. And if it's been a few years since you filed your last tax return, or you still owe taxes you can't afford to pay, there may never be a better time than now to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and whether you are being audited by the IRS or owe taxes due to self-employment, underwithholding, 401k withdrawals, or payroll or sales taxes, we can help. We can prepare your past due tax returns, even if you do not have all your records. You may be eligible to pay only pennies on the dollar for back taxes you owe, or you may qualify to get rid of your taxes and other debts through bankruptcy, as my firm is a debt relief agency. Remember, your privacy is only safe with an attorney. Don't let another April 15th pass you by and risk the IRS or state seizing your bank account or wages. The IRS and state are acting as aggressive as ever. Be sure that you exercise all of your legal rights. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make it your last stop.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
At Advance Auto Parts, getting oil and saving dough is your advanced advantage. Right now, you can get a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol conventional motor oil plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. That'll save you about $10 worth of dough. So fire up our deals oven and watch your dough rise. A Castrol conventional oil change for just $19.99. The Advance Advantage, only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Win breakfast for your office from the KSFO Morning Show. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and the KSFO Morning Show is hooking you up every Friday. You could be just like KSFO listener Janet Hunter, who had breakfast delivered to her office.
Thank you for the delicious breakfast. Thank you, KSFO.
For more information and to have Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, or me, Katie Green, deliver breakfast to your office or business, just visit the contest page at KSFO.com.
Mark Levin.
What we do not need is some a-hole telling us what kind of light bulb we have to have in our house, what type of car we have to drive.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
And all the rest of it.
But it is true our borders are out of control. It is also true that this has been a situation on our borders back through a number
of
administrations.
All right, so I dug something up that no one in the media on the conservative side will play because it shows them to be neocons by glorifying Reagan. Reagan granted amnesty to illegal aliens. So what is my point? My point is politicians cannot be trusted. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're on. By and large, they're going to screw the American people. And as will the media. For example, here's the San Francisco Chronicle for today. This is, I swear to God, the head story, lead story. Public health, death on the streets, multitudes of homeless who became indigent in the 80s, expected to dwindle rapidly if housing can't be found. What? You have to read the story to understand what they're saying. That unless we buy houses for the drug addicts, the crackheads, the whores in the gutter, they're going to die, even though some of them are in their 50s and 60s. We all owe them a house. Can you believe the insanity of this newspaper? Big bolts snapping on New Bay Bridge. $6 billion bridge, and 30 bolts are snapping. Talk about illegal, illicit construction. Where's the FBI on the contract for the Bay Bridge?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The Glen Park BART station is open again after being shut down for several hours because of a suicide. A man jumped in front of one of the trains. The little girl wounded by an arrow in Berkeley yesterday was expected to leave the hospital this afternoon. Police still don't know who shot the arrow or why, but investigators say she probably was not targeted. Taking a look at the roadways, it is a mess out there. Los Altos Hill, southbound 280 Magdalena, earlier crash long gone. Traffic is backed up from Sand Hill Road, southbound 101 at Tully Road. We've got a crash. It was blocking the two middle lanes. It's been clear, but traffic is set to stand still now back from Highway 101, which joins up with the normal commute, which is backed up almost from Lawrence Expressway. Northbound 880 up the Nimitz is bumper to bumper. Pretty much, well, it stretches from Highway 280 in San Jose to Highway 238. Looks like a Friday afternoon commute. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Bill Wattenberg here. For the past 11 years, I've been telling you about NewPain.com. Some things don't change. NewPain's commitment to offering quality Milgard products at reasonable prices put them in a class above their competitors. NewPain's proud to sell Milgard windows. Go to NewPain.com. That's NEWPANE, like windowpane.com. And get prices on the complete line of Milgard windows and wood, fiberglass, vinyl, and aluminum. All offer high-performance, energy-efficient glazing. New Paint will sell you the windows directly if you or your contractor want to install them. And when you buy from New Paint, you'll never have to deal with the salesman in your home. New Paint will cut through all the nonsense and give you prices without the fairy tales. New Paint is one of Milgard's premier dealers. Go to newpaint.com or call them at 800-614-7263. That's 800-614-7263. And tell them Bill sent you.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.5% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.5%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 10 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 10 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.5% 10-year money today.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms or restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
La, la, la. When merchandise rep Jay Wolf stays at La Quinta, he gets 8 hours of shut-eye on a comfy pillow-top bed. And when Jay's that rested, you know what he does in his big pitch?
We're talking massive profits with this model. Right, Mr. Barkey?
He seals the deal.
Jay, you've got yourself a sale.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up! Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
On the next morning show, Jillian joins us from The Biggest Loser and How to Retire by the Time You're 40. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Holy Week. I mean, that's why people are not focused. Their minds are elsewhere. People's minds are on, I'd say people's minds are on other things. Family, traveling, God, the meaning of Easter. Is there any reason for religion anymore in the world? Has religion died along with morality? Once morality went, God went. God went along with the morality. Once the society took the shortcut, there was nothing left. There's no north, south, east, or west. People care about nothing. You know, I go to the mall. Usually I go a couple of times a week with the dog before the show for an hour, and I walk around. All the stores are just, you know, filled with the same garbage. They all look like the same thing. You know, you go past Abercrombie and Fitch, you can puke from the disgusting perfume that they blow out. I don't know where they get it. I have to go around the mall. Anyway, they're going out of business, thank God. The one store that is jammed every time I go, the others are empty. Poor people standing around, they don't know what to say. The iPhone store. You see them coming after school with the mothers. Their eyes are like open, like they're running to the Holy Grail. They're going to get some revelation in there. I don't understand it. What is it that they're buying in there? What is it they think they're going to get, these young girls, hysterical almost, in the to the iPhone store? There's an hysteria in their eyes and a crowd milling about. It looks as busy as a bakery in Queens, New York looked in the 1950s around the time of a holiday, whether it be Easter or Passover, people lining up to bring a cake to a relative's house. No one does that anymore. After all, carbs are evil. Cakes are evil. Sugar is evil. The only thing you can bring to a neighbor's, to a relative's house in New York that Bloomberg would approve of would be a 16-ounce doobie. If it's a 16-ounce medical marijuana doobie, he would approve of it. Something in that has sugar in it, though, is evil. But the thing is, what are they getting in the store, I ask myself? What is this madness? And now, it goes to the whole problem in society, I think. From my point of view, say what you want about me, if you see these young idiots walking around with the iPhones, and it's constant, they don't take their eye off it, they could crash into a pole. they don't, let's say the girl is looking for a boy and the boy is looking for a girl. They wouldn't even know it if he walked by them, because their idiot eyes are on this little device in their hand where they're looking for a boy or talking about looking for a boy, and the boy walks by them and he doesn't have the nerve to say hello to them because his idiot eyes are on the iPhone looking for the girl who just went by him. I was told by someone today that they're having virtual sex, the youngsters. They're not even meeting in real life anymore. They're actually just talking to each other and flirting on the iPhone and whatever they do with themselves. They're not even meeting to meet. They're not even getting together. It's a complete dissolution of our society. You understand that? Say, well, why are you talking about? I don't know, I'm just talking. It's a talk show, so I talk. I'm giving you random thoughts. I'm not trying to be cogent by sticking to one particular topic. I could tell you by the reaction to the calls that many people are on vacation. They're probably on a stranded on a cruise ship, bored out of their minds, having to take a sedative with their family somewhere on vacation. Not really. Most men make believe they like vacations with their family, but the hunter in them would rather be back at their job. They don't want to say it because they would feel like there's something wrong with them. So they take a medication in order to feel good, but they're going crazy, most of them, on vacation this week. They don't know what to do with themselves. They want to, so they're not listening. They're not allowed to listen to radio while they're on vacation. The wife said, no more talk radio when you're on vacation. No, I know what's going on. I can tell. It's a slow week. This is a slow week for talk radio. People are gone. I don't know where they are. So I'm gonna give you the news as it comes along. And if you care to comment on any of these subjects, from broken bolts on a $6 billion bridge in the San Francisco area without an investigation of which corrupt San Francisco politician gave these contracts to which construction company, you can call on that. Or you can call on, you look at the Old York Times today, there it is. Justices say time may be wrong for ruling on gay marriage. Please don't call me on it. The fix is in. You know what's coming. You know exactly what's coming. You can see it from a mile away. The gods on the Supreme Court will give you a ruling that, you know, it's such a charade. It's absurd. The wise Latina, Sotomayor, made a statement to lead you to believe that she's neutral on the issue. She's not neutral. She was planted by Caligula. Caligula put her on. Caligula put Kagan on. Just take a look at Kagan. You know what her vote's going to be, right? Unbelievable. And there's, of course, Roberts, the swing vote. Yeah, Roberts been swinging a long time, which is why he was put on the 855-400-728. Don't call me on this topic. I'm not doing gay marriage. Why? I'll tell you exactly why. It has been done for two straight days now by the Jolly One in the Morning and his copycat minions, who are just flailing about to be relevant. They don't know what to say on the issue. I don't want to talk about it. It's boring. It's just boring. The whole thing is boring. Is there any good news out there? Yes, here's some good news. Let's see. Amanda Knox, Italy's High Court overturned her appeal. Did you hear? She was free. She was convicted of murder. And remember her? She killed her, the girlfriend. Oh, I'm sorry. She was alleged to have killed the girlfriend with her boyfriend, slashed her to death in Italy. Remember that story? Amanda Knox from Washington State. So first she was found guilty. Then she was found convicted of murder. Then she was freed on appeal. Well, now the Supreme Court of Italy said she has to stand trial again for the murder of her roommate. Can you believe this? The Supreme Court took it up in Italy. See, at least they do something in Italy. They want justice there. They want a new trial. They think there was a miscarriage of justice. Most of you don't even know the case. Like I mentioned, Phil Spector, you have no idea who he is. I may as well say Phil Speck. No one knows who he is. No one. So that's why I'm talking, because I'm trying to see if you're interested in anything. I think people don't care about anything. I think they could wake up with Chinese troops on their corner wearing blue uniforms with red stars and they would go to work. They would yawn, take a pill, look in their iPhone, and as long as the trains ran on time, they would take fascism. I think that if Bloomberg appeared with a Mussolini salute on a balcony and said, from here on, there is no city council. From here on in, I am the supreme ruler of New York City. From here on in, I will be mayor for life. They would yawn and say, is the train running on time? And as long as they could get their meds, and get on their train and it runs on time, they wouldn't care. There's no interest in privacy nor freedom. the things that matter to me, for example, things that we all grew up with, they're gone. They're gone. They're like earthworms in human clothing. The population in America has become the equivalent of earthworms in human clothing. They think that because they can roll around in the mud with each other, they're free. But they're earthworms. The humanity is gone. It's been blown out. It sounds negative to you, but what can I say to you? I have to give you what I see. Otherwise, what's the point of being on the radio? Just to pull your chain? Huh? HBO's Phil Spector, dead in the water, no one cares. Let's see here. CDC says 110 million venereal infections in the U.S. No one cares. They think it's healthy. In fact, it's a mark of freedom in America. If you have an STD, a sexually transmitted disease, it shows that you're an Obama voter and that you're a free person. In fact, I would say anyone who does not have an STD should not be allowed to vote in the new America, because it shows that they're uptight, they're rigid, that they're some kind of throwback, that they're not willing to do it in the road. And if you don't have an STD, it means that you're not part of the new America, not part of the Obama crowd. You're not willing to grant amnesty to illegal aliens. You're not willing to, you're just not willing to be flexible. You're an inflexible person. A truly flexible modern American has an STD. In fact, he wears it, or she wears it, as a mark of sort of like the red badge of courage in reverse. It would be the, I don't want to get too graphic here. It's a family show. We all call it the red badge of courage. That was once considered a mark of heroism for those who went into combat and got injured. Of course, that was the title of a great novel. It could be the white badge of degeneracy. We could call it that, if you want to call it that. But you can't even use the word degeneracy. I think using the word degeneracy should be a crime in the Bloomberg and Obama America, because that indicates a moral intolerance. And you cannot have moral intolerance if you're going to have equality. And frankly, I think that Americans who do not have a venereal disease should be forced to get a venereal disease by the CDC. I think that they should be forced to line up at the local post office, which is irrelevant, where a doctor should come out and give them an injection where they'll get a mild dose of a venereal disease for a reason. There's a reason for it. So that those with venereal diseases will not feel picked on by the racists in the society who don't have a venereal disease. Do you understand what I'm getting at? I hope you do. 855-400-7282 is the Savage Nation. If you don't understand when I'm pulling your leg, how I'm pulling your leg, why I'm pulling your leg, please do not listen to the show. Tune in to Neocon, who tells you about the Constitution of Ronald Reagan. 855-400-7282. I have good callers. I mean, the lines are jammed up now. You understand. Not as jammed as they would be on a busy day, where if I really wanted to provoke responses, I could do it. I don't know if I really want to get into a single discussion where I'm trapped in it. That's the problem with my show. If I throw out a topic and ask you a question that would engage you, what happens is by the time you start calling, I'm onto another topic. You see, I suffer from a certain disorder called interest in many things. And that unto itself is an illness in America. In order to be a modern American, you can't be a Renaissance type of man as I am. In fact, anyone who's a Renaissance man is suspect in America today. In fact, anyone who's cultured should be investigated by the FBI. I think anybody who has a higher degree and is not using it for the betterment of fairness in our society is probably in some way an anti-American. Because the only Americans that should be given anything in our society are those who take. Anyone who actually gives or produces something is probably in some way harboring some kind of racist feelings. I think that it's very important that you have compassion for those who refuse to work, especially illegal aliens who sneak into the country. After all, they have more rights than you do, as they should, because you stole the land from them. You see, you in America have to understand that your whiteness, the predominant race in America, is still Caucasian. You really owe everybody everything around the planet because you've caused everything wrong on the planet. Now, it is true that people hacked off limbs in Africa. But that's because of the white man. It was not because the Hutus wanted to kill a neighboring tribe indigenously. It's because the white man drove the African so crazy over such a long period of time that the otherwise peaceful African tribes started to hack each other to death. It's again the white man's fault. And wherever you look, it's the same thing. It's always the Europeans' fault, no matter what's going on. Even China. Now, although the Caucasians are not there now, Why is it a police state? Why is it a communist police state that Bloomberg loves and Obama loves so much and looks to as a model for their cities and country and the country that they are in? Yeah, they've said so. Bloomberg said a while ago that China has a wonderful system. Woody Allen said it's a wonderful system, to give you some idea what happens from too much chicken noodle soup. But the fact of the matter is, the reason that people in China are put into prison camps if they're political dissidents and their kidneys harvested is, again, because of the white man. If you look back in time, you'll find that owing to the oppression of the English and the dumping of opium on the Chinese, in some ways it brought out the meanness in the Chinese people, which is why they do such evil things to each other and to their animals. It's not that they're inherently a bad people. They're much kinder and gentler than the European. They're superior in every way. Just go to any university and you'll read that. The reason that they mistreat bears and lock them in cages for their entire life and suck the bile out of their bodies, the reason they cook dogs, is not because it's inherent in the Chinese culture. It's because of the English, if you look back far enough. It's the same here in America. The reason the Native Americans need gambling casinos so they can give every adult $100,000 a year is, again, because of the evil European American. And the fact is that they should be given grants, even though they're raking in billions of dollars from their casinos and paying no taxes. They don't have enough to give every adult Indian $100,000 a year, and you owe it to them. And I think that you should give it. And that's why, you see, you have to start to flex. You have to understand that you're that you can't pick on people just because of their venereal status. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-621-8600 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-621-8600. That's 1-800-621-8600. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Here's a vote. Traffic entrance to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Stall car, right lane. Traffic backed up onto 101 from the 280 interchange. Southbound 280, Los Altos Hills, still slow in spots from Sand Hill Road down to Magdalena because of an earlier problem. Southbound 101, still slow from Lawrence Expressway down to Tully. That accident also cleared to the right side. Dumbarton Bridge, earlier problem on the high rise, has been moved out of the way. Traffic still slow back from Willow Road. Northbound 880, unwinding but heavy, still from San Jose to 238. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
Hi, I'm Mike Amatori, and when they told me that Danmer Custom Shutters was coming back on the air, I said, let me do the commercial, because I've been a customer of Danmer for 16 years, and I wouldn't have anything else. You already know that the right shutters will increase the value of your home, but did you know that tangled blinds and dusty drapes are actually costing you money in your home energy bill? You can now get a tax credit of up to $500 on Danmer's American-made shutters. Plus, you'll save 25% during their spring makeover sale while actually reducing your home energy bills. Danmer can build your shutters in as little as 3 days from measure. And delivery and installation are always free. Call 800-378-5599. Danmer, they're your local source for shutters at 800-378-5599. Get your $500 federal tax credit plus 25% off during their spring sale. Going on now. Call 800-378-5599. Or go to danmer.com. License number 574304.
Hey everybody, it's Melanie Morgan here with an important message about retirement. Whether you're already retired or whether you've been forced into retirement, you want to stay that way. And if you're not yet retired, you still want to get there, don't you? And you don't want to be broke when you do. Yes, your retirement can be the one you've always envisioned, the one you want if you want to take the steps that you need to take. You have to do it right now. How you handle your loans, investments, insurances, and the money in your retirement plan and IRAs in retirement. So call the pros at O'Donnell Financial Group at 866-496-2300. For over 25 years, O'Donnell Financial Group has been helping people just like you. So call them right now at 866-496-2300. That's 866-496-2300 for your complimentary financial review, or just visit O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com.
Securities, financial planning, and advisory services are offered through Financial Telesis, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. O'Donnell Financial Group, LLC, and Financial Telesis, Inc. are not affiliated.
Now is a great time to be shopping for a used car. Larry Gamache from Carfax.
Get an inspection and shop at a Carfax Advantage dealer. They'll give you a free Carfax report.
See accidents and service records reported to Carfax, plus a price based on the car's history. Just say, "Show me the Carfax."
Cure your bodily woes and find serenity with the ancient proven effective practices at Jeremy Rothenberg Acupuncture. Get half off with SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, "Oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you."
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
See, this is what happens when a nation is taken over by a criminal gang. I don't mean it's been taken over by a criminal gang. What I'm saying is this is what happens in a nation when it's taken over by a criminal gang, without saying that it has been taken over by a criminal gang. But you see, I watch too much television. I will admit that. I mean, I do write novels, so therefore I live in fantasy. But it seems to me that when you read that Obamacare is going to increase claims costs by at least 32%, and that we are bankrupt, and the people who allegedly run the country are saying we're never going to balance the budget because we enjoy robbing the country, I think of the Sopranos series on HBO years ago, where they took over the sporting goods store. And after they got their claws into the sporting goods store, as I've said to you, what they did was they ran up. They stole all of the merchandise out of the back door and sold it in the back of trucks, as they do in New Jersey. That's what they're doing here in America. It started with Bill Clinton selling our factories to China. Same thing. It's like selling golf clubs out of the back of a truck. Then when the store started to, you know, shrink in the amount of merchandise that it had, they then had to suck it for more money. So what you do is you take the credit that the store has and you start getting loans on the credit the way the government is doing. And then when that runs out, you take you run up airline tickets, for example. So when Biden goes on a vacation, went to England, and the hotel room costs $500,000 for the night, you're not supposed to be affected by that because he smiles a lot. And it's a small issue. It was $585,000 for one night in Paris for Joe Biden. Did you hear that? You haven't seen that or read about that. But after all, he cares about the small people. And yet when they were asked about it, a so-called Dem strategist named Hillary Rosen said that it's not a big deal to talk about $585,000 for a night in Paris, which is what it cost for him and his entourage and his Secret Service and his cars and whatever else. $600,000 for a night in Paris is what Biden deserves. So in other words, to a legitimate outside observer, it starts to seem to me that America is a sporting goods store that has been taken over by the Sopranos. And that's what you do, is you run up, you get airline tickets on the credit, and then you start selling the airline tickets under cost, or you use the airline tickets. And then you use fake credit cards with fake names on them, and you check into hotels under fake names, and you bill it to an account that has no money. And when the money... When the bill has to be paid, what you do is you print more money and you say, "I'm never going to balance the budget." So that's why I say don't believe a word I say about any of this, because I only think it looks like we've been taken over by a gang. I didn't say we actually have been taken over by a gang, because it can't be true. After all, they love people. Biden, Obama, the entire structure, they like the poor. They're good for the poor. They take care of the most vulnerable amongst us. So for him to spend $585,000 for a night in Paris, it's worth it when you think about it, considering all the good that Joe Biden does. And Obama's on vacation, and so is Malia and whatever. The whole family's on another vacation. And the reason they should be is because they care about global warming, and they care about the poor and the downtrodden. And since they're on the right side of things, meaning the left side of things, and since they're good people as opposed to bad racist people, there's no amount of money that we can spend on them that is too much. So listen to the Dem strategist Hillary Rotten Rosen talking about the $585,000 for one night in Paris by Joe Biden. Listen to clip 9.
This sequester has belt tightening all over the place. And I think you could argue for appearance sake, let's do this, let's do that. There are 100 things. I don't know that the Republican members of Congress have canceled all of their spring break CODELs, as they call them, the boondoggle trips that they take. That would also be an appearance thing. You know, but really the big core is, how is the government itself going to come together? How are they going to make a deal? How are they going to fix this budget? Because as Ren said, this is really just kind of small, particularly when the purpose of the trip really was national security.
See, national security. And that's why we should not even question when a member of the Politburo named Joe Biden spends $585,000 for a night in a hotel in Paris. You do not question such things at the risk of being investigated by the FBI and the Secret Service. That's what Hillary Rosen is implying. With the new Politburo and the new communism that has emerged in the European Union and in America, they have a different standard for themselves than that which applies to the rest of us. And Biden is entitled to a $600,000 night in Paris, because that's how the Politburo works. It's not a big deal. It's just not a big deal, because the purpose of the trip was national security. And of course, as you well know, for that, you can do anything you want.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The bill was introduced this week, and if passed, one day folks could go on the strip into the sportsbooks and place bets on who's going to win the presidential elections.
Political betting? How awesome would that be?
I would bet on the president.
They're off. From horse races to political races.
That's why I need your vote.
Someday Nevada could bet on much more than March Madness and the Super Bowl.
I don't know if I like it, but, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, I guess.
Las Vegas Democrat Tix Sakerbloom introduced SB 418 Monday. It would legalize betting on federal elections, everything from the president to Congress.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
See, there's a way to go through life. There's several ways to go through life. There are myriad ways to go through life. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. One of them is to take it so straight that you can't get through a day without committing suicide or homicide. That's, of course, the wrong way. The way I choose is to look at everything through the eyes of someone who sees the world that he grew up in has collapsed, that there is no morality, there's no legality, no morality, there's no nothing. There's no center to anything. There's just an emerging fascism. And what's ironic to me, to use the word that the liberals love to use, is that liberals like Bloomberg, who opposed Big Brother when they were, let's say, when they had sandals and a beard. I don't know. Do you think he ever had sandals and a beard, Bloomberg? Did he ever go through that phase? I can't imagine that he was ever a hippie, but let's say he did. Let's just, for argument's sake, say at some point in his life he was a college student and he had sandals and a beard. And he smoked a joint. And he said, watch out for Big Brother. You don't want spying by the government. You don't want a government imposing its will upon the people. But as time has shown, it's those who warned us about that to the nth degree are the ones who actually are the fascists today. Isn't it ironic that it's the liberals who are the fascists, bringing down all of the weight of government upon people, whether it be the size of a soda, or the fact that you may have moral differences with the degenerates, and that you don't want to be dragged into the moral degeneracy of our time. Yeah, I'll use the words. And you should understand who's dragging you into that morass. It's the liberals again, because they're not really liberals. They never were liberals. And so what is that? So where does it leave you? Well, you can there's a couple of ways to deal with it. One is if you take it head on, you go crazy. You get a heart attack, you get a stroke, or you get an assault weapon and you go postal. You don't want to do any of that, right? So the other way is to laugh at them, make a mockery of them, call them what they are. Now, the last thing you have left, by the way, is to mock them. Mock Bloomberg, mock Obama, mock Michelle Obama, mock them all, because they're worthy of one thing only, which is laughing at them, pointing the finger and calling them what they are. Here's Biden, goes to Paris. It costs you, the taxpayer, $585,000 for Biden to go to Paris for his Secret Service, his airplanes, whatever he had to spend on all the hotel rooms. And you're supposed to take that and swallow it simply because the Politburo of today, the communism of today is how I see it, has taken over to such an extent that you don't even know what's happened. Why do you think the country's bankrupt? Because of the corruption, That's why. That's the main reason. What sane government would permit so many citizens to be on welfare? What sane government would bend over backwards to treat illegal alien criminals as though they have more rights than the taxpayer who's been here forever? Why? What sane government that's not a gangster regime? And I mean both sides of the aisle. I mean McCain. I mean Rubio. I mean all of them are part of the criminal gang of eight. They're planning to screw you behind closed doors. They're writing a bill of amnesty right now, which will be a rubber stamp vote. And anyone who doesn't vote, it will be called the usual names, racist, this, and of course the all-important Latino vote, as though there's a block of voters. Now, I don't understand why they're running after the so-called Latino vote, when if you analyze it, most of the Latinos who voted, so far as I can tell, most of those who voted in the last election, most of those who voted, who were here illegally, had no right to vote. They had no right to vote. So why should their votes have counted to begin with? They shouldn't have. They should have been dismissed. They should have been arrested at the voting booth for not showing a legitimate ID. But then again, both parties wanted the illegal alien to have the right to vote for their own reasons. The way government works is through lobbyists. You have to understand that as well. There is no government per se. There's a government of the lobbyists, by the lobbyists, and for the lobbyists. Whatever the lobbyists want done, they can literally get done if enough money is spent. That's why a twerp like Bloomberg will say, even though his soda bin was voted down by a judge, he said, let the judge go to hell. I'll spend $12 million of my fortune to overturn the judge because I am a law unto myself, because I am God. I'm a demigod. I am the new demigod, Michael Bloomberg. And it doesn't matter, let the people be damned. Let the judges be damned. I, Michael Bloomberg, am God. I will spend my money and I can buy the American people. I can buy the votes I need to get what I want. And it's the same on every level. So the illegal alien lobby, and there are many of them, those who want the cheap labor, those who want the cheap votes, which is true for both parties, they are in favor, Teddy, of granting amnesty to 30 million illegal aliens. They say 11, since the government lied about Obamacare's cost by a factor of at least 3X. If they say 11 million, it's 33 million. That's my guess. Remember Obama lied about how much it would cost, that it would reduce costs? Well, now we know it's going to actually raise medical costs and premiums in the country by a phenomenal percentage. Obamacare to increase claims costs by 32%. Obama lied. He should be impeached. He actually should be impeached and arrested for selling this bill of fraudulent goods to the American people. So should everyone else who jammed it down our throats. Every last one of them, in essence, passed a criminal bill created for one reason only. The only reason Obamacare was passed was to rob the Treasury blind. There was no other reason. You have no idea how many new fortunes are being made, how many new fortunes will be made on little insurance companies, little providers, on medications, on devices, that are going to be run by friends of the administration who lobbied for Obamacare. It's all about the boondoggle again. The analogy is the sporting goods store in The Sopranos. A gang took over America. They've emptied the store out of all of its goods. They sold the golf clubs from the back of trucks. They sold the airline tickets for cash. They gave them to their friends. And now they don't know what to do because the sporting goods store has been shuttered. That's America. America fundamentally has been shuttered and a lock has been put on its door. There's no America left. You say, well, that's nonsense. The country is booming in so many sectors. It's booming in so many ways. A country is more than its economy. A country is far more than its economy. A country is defined by its borders, its language, and its culture. And when you have a criminal gang that has erased its borders, is erasing its language, and has stamped on its culture, you no longer have a nation that is worthy of the name nation. It has lost its nationhood. So that brings us down to the issues of the day, which I've been talking about for quite a while on the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, the phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's go to a few callers now. Matt on KSFO in San Francisco. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. Most people, it seems, don't understand satire. And I must say I enjoyed your satiric monologue for the last half hour of the 6 o'clock hour. I just wonder why you use satire to get your message across.
Well, actually, I used sarcasm more than I used satire. I actually won the Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine back, I think, 07, 08, 09, where I described the difference between satire and sarcasm and the various forms of comedy. But you're asking why I've reverted to it, because there's nowhere else to go. Matt, we are living in deranged times. If you take a guy like Joe Biden seriously, you would go insane. The man spends $585,000 on one night in Paris. What is left for a commentator but to use sarcasm in describing what he did, right? What else can I do? The American people are so drugged they don't even know. They wouldn't even accept it. If you went to the average moronic liberal in San Francisco or Marin County and said, how can you vote for a Democrat when they're so damn corrupt? They're so corrupt that they'll build a bridge, the Bay Bridge, and the screws are snapping on it because of faulty construction, bid rigging, Chinese materials. They'll say, so what? What do I care? Do you understand that this is sort of the end of times here in this country in many ways, Matt?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. And I absolutely agree with you.
Well, what can I say? So if I'm in the commentary business. So what methods do I have left other than satire and sarcasm to describe the evils of our time? There's almost nothing left to use, Matt. Now, fortunately, we live in a free society with free speech for as long as it lasts. But you and I both know that in the past, where corruption was probably as rampant as it is today, if not more rampant, if a writer were to criticize a ruler, they were either executed or they were put into prison. You know that as well, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. We haven't reached that level yet because Bloomberg hasn't gotten around to the First Amendment. He's still dealing with the soda and the tobacco amendment. But the time will come when little dictators like Bloomberg will start to say it's time to limit free speech, because although free speech is free, we can no longer afford it in times like this. And for reasons of national security, we have to eliminate free speech as we know it in order to protect those of us who are given the responsibility to protect America. We have to limit free speech because it's bordering on the cruel and the insane. There's nothing else I can say to you, nothing more. Here, Murtha Link Brothers charged by feds. You remember Representative Murtha, the Democrat, who called the Marines Nazis and war criminals? Remember him? Lawyer, Murtha Link PA Brothers to plead guilty. This is out of Pittsburgh, PA. Two brothers who own defense contracting businesses that benefited from earmarks obtained by the late U.S. Representative John Murtha will plead guilty to charging the military $650,000 for parts that were never delivered and paying a kickback to another contractor, a defense attorney said. Ronald and William Kuchera will waive their right to be indicted and plead guilty to charges filed late last week by federal prosecutors. If you remember Murtha, he was a powerful Democrat who chaired the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, and these companies were owned by his brothers, Kuchera Defense Systems, Inc., and Kuchera Industries, Inc. of Wind Bear. Now, this $650,000 sounds like a big deal. It's chicken feed compared to the corrupt defense contracting that went on in this country as conducted by various and sundry relatives of some very powerful senators who sit on the Senate Armed Services Committee. They will never be investigated because they own the investigation bureaus. So the fact of the matter is, when you plant the head of the agencies that are supposed to investigate you into that job and you own them, you can get billions of dollars in kickbacks. You can get hundreds of millions of dollars in fraudulent defense contracting and never, ever be touched, especially when you own the newspapers as well. The last bastion of freedom in this country, the last bastions in this country, were the newspapers. When we lost the press, we lost our freedom entirely. Were it not for the internet and talk radio, you'd be living in an absolute and total dictatorship. That is my opinion. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The vet had them on antibiotics as well as steroids. Nothing worked.
The vet had given him a cortisone.
The vet prescribed an antihistamine.
The vet said that he had allergies.
The vet thought that Molly was just old.
The vet didn't know what to do.
The vet offered no success at all.
We probably spent at least $5,000 in vet bills.
I heard about Dynavite on this radio station.
And we hear some people on the radio saying D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
And I just called my wife. I said, dear, you got to check out Dynavite.
I logged on to DINOVITE.com.
6 days later, my dog's ear problems were cured.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
The vet noticed that my golden retriever, Sundance, has a glossy coat now.
My vet was completely blown away.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm Kevin Nida, president of the California State Firefighters Association. Each year, firefighters across California see the devastating effects of CO poisoning. Yet prevention is quick and easy. Install a carbon monoxide alarm in your home. It's the only safe way to detect the silent killer. It's the law. Protect your family. Install a CO alarm today. For more information, visit casafehomes.org. Brought to you by the California State Firefighters Association, California Safe Homes Coalition, and Kidde Safety Products.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-511-2359. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-511-2359. 1-800-511-2359. 1-800-511-2359.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
On the next morning show, Jillian joins us from The Biggest Loser and How to Retire by the Time You're 40. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Feel about Joe Biden spending $585,000 for one night in Paris? According to Dem strategist Hillary Rosen, a spokesmouth for the Democrat machine, she said that's kind of a small issue. That's not a big issue because it was the reason he went to Paris was for national security, and he needed to spend that much money on hotel rooms for Secret Service and his staff. Do you think that the $585,000 for one night in Paris is fair? After all, Joe Biden cares about minorities and immigrants. He cares about animals and global warming. And so, therefore, he's one of the good Politburo members. And I think that you're being unfair if you care about a thing of that amount, that kind of money. But I open the show by playing Ronald Reagan. And I know many of you have been holding for a long time because I criticize Ronald Reagan, which I realize is sacrilege to many of you. But you have to understand he was just a politician like all the others, maybe better than some in some ways, but he was a politician. He granted amnesty to illegal aliens. Play Reagan right now so we can recharge that particular thing. Play that.
It is also true that this has been a situation on our borders back through a number of administrations. And I supported this bill. I believe in the idea of amnesty for those who have put down roots and who have lived here, even
all
though...
Right. So in other words, he's no different than McCain, Rubio, and Schumer. They're doing it all over again. They're granting amnesty to illegal aliens because both parties are owned by lobbyists. It's as simple as that. In Reagan's case, it was the Agricultural Institute. You know, California was is an agricultural state, or let's say more so than it is today. And they needed agricultural workers, so Reagan was lobbied by the farms, big agriculture, to grant amnesty to the farm workers, and he did. Today it's the same thing. There's no difference. And if you think that you have a ghost of a chance to stop this juggernaut that's coming at you, whether it be amnesty for illegal aliens, gay marriage, no matter what it is that you oppose as a citizen, forget about it. Your view doesn't matter whatsoever. There is not a two-party system. There's a system called oligarchy, well known to historians. And you, my friends, are living through a tidal wave of an oligarchy that will stamp on you at every turn. It starts small. The soda, the salt, the sugar, the hot dog, the smoke. That is how fascism starts. But make no mistake about it, it is fascism nevertheless, and it is liberal fascism, no matter which party they belong to. Period, end of story. How do you feel about learning tonight in the Savage Nation that your hero, Ronald Reagan, beloved by so many people in the radio business who pose as, I don't know what, constitutionalists, neocons, I don't know what they call themselves. To them, Ronald Reagan is God. Every other day, Ronald Reagan, Constitution, Ronald Reagan, Constitution. If only Ronald Reagan were here and we had a Constitution. That's like Animal Farm. He was no different.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes on Talk 560 KSFO. A man committed suicide tonight by jumping in front of a BART train at the Glen Park station in San Francisco. The station hasn't been reopened and BART service is back to normal. The little girl wounded by an arrow in Berkeley yesterday is expected to leave the hospital this afternoon. Police still don't know who shot the arrow or why, but investigators say she probably was not targeted. And a Campbell man has been killed in a boating accident in Nevada's Lake Havasu. Authorities say the 25-year-old man fell over the edge of a pontoon boat while someone was taking a group photo. Taking a look at the roadways now, northbound 280 at John Daly Boulevard. Looks like an accident, actually a stalled car there on the right side. Have an accident northbound 101, Tamil Pius Drive in Marin County, also on the right shoulder. Castro Valley, westbound 580 at Strobridge. An accident, middle lane is blocked there. And westbound 580 at Foothill Road in Dublin. Stall, third lane from the left. I'm Dave Hawkes, KSFO.
If you need to lose weight and would like to get paid to do so, that's right. I said get paid to lose weight. Just listen to the following announcement. The makers of Extreme Green Coffee Weight Loss are looking for real testimonials from real people and will pay you per pound to meet or exceed your weight loss goal. Until now, the secrets of green coffee's fat-burning power has been limited. But thanks to a prominent TV talk show doctor featuring the green coffee bean as a miracle fat burner, the secret is out. And now Extreme Green Coffee is available in convenient, easy-to-take drops. There are no expensive meals to buy or strenuous workouts to commit to. Simply take an Extreme Green Coffee Bean extract before each meal and record your progress. Only the first 200 callers are guaranteed to be accepted into the program. So if you're serious about losing extra weight and want to earn extra money for fitting into your skinny jeans again, call now.
Call 888-980-1398. 888-980-1398. Space is limited, so hurry and secure your spot today. 888-980-1398. Some conditions apply. 888-980-1398. 888-980-1398.
This is a special alert to all taxpayers. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes. If you owe back taxes to the state or IRS, you're now eligible to settle that debt for pennies on the dollar. For free information, call One Step Tax Relief at 1-800-261-9153. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liabilities for a fraction of what they owe. But few are aware of this opportunity, leaving them at a risk for wage garnishment, bank levies, penalty fees, and property seizure. One Step Tax Relief specializes in tax settlement, matching you with an expert who will negotiate a settlement directly with the IRS. Many of these experts are former IRS agents with an inside knowledge of the system that makes a substantial difference in resolving your debt. For free information, call 1-800-261-9153. If you owe state or federal taxes, you could save thousands of dollars. Call One Step Tax Relief today for your free information. 1-800-261-9153. That's 1-800-261-9153.
What's the best way to transform your next gathering or event?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom-made T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Whether a big game, reunion, charity fundraiser, with Custom Ink, any occasion becomes a memorable event.
Thanks, Custom Ink!
On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. CustomInk.com.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned car and truck center here in Burlingame. We just finished remodeling, so I'm having a grand opening sale. Check our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
I'm on the go, and wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here, and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free app. Over 1,500 local stations ready to play. iHeartRadio.com.
On the next morning show, Jillian joins us from The Biggest Loser and how to retire by the time you're 40. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. So as I say, don't fool yourself into thinking you have any control over your destiny as a citizen. You don't. You are an earthworm to the politicians. You're an earthworm to be used to turn over the soil, to enrich the soil, and nothing more. And you may think that you have some power. I'm completely cynical about it. I believe that the American earthworm, while it plays an essential part in turning over the soil and bringing life to the soil so that the Politburo can thrive, has literally no power whatsoever as to the direction the country will take. That is being determined by forces that you can pretty much figure out for yourself who they are and where they are. I mean, they speak. They have names. Some of them are so brazen they don't even hide it. It's not some invisible hands behind the scenes who are controlling what happens in this country. Some of them are so egomaniacal that they're not even smart enough to do it quietly. In the old days, the oligarchs would never be seen or heard. They were much smarter. The oligarchs played a much smarter game. It was classier, and the people thought that they had some influence over the course of their nation, the course of their lives. But today, the oligarchs are so out of control that they give themselves a prominence and a visibility that is actually unthinkable to the oligarchs of the past. And the reason that they do it is because they know that they can't be touched. They're the untouchables. Again, going back to a television show of the past. Remember the untouchables? It was about organized crime. They were above the law. They owned the politicians. They own the newspapers. You've seen The Godfather. They couldn't be touched. Well, today, let's take it to the next level. It's not organized crime. It's the government itself. How else do you explain them getting away with what they're getting away with? They are the untouchables. Who will watch the watchers, it was asked in ancient Greek times. Who will watch the watchers? The answer is nobody, because they are the watchers, so they're watching you. That is why the Department of Homeland Security has tanks with rubber tires seen moving on railroad cars in the West. That is why the Department of Homeland Security will not answer Congress as to why they need 2 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition. That is why Obama takes one vacation after another, as does Mrs. Obama, as do the daughters Obama, without one question about how can you get away with something like this. It's an embarrassment. That is why Joe Biden can go to Paris and spend nearly $600,000 for a single night in a Parisian hotel for hotel rooms and whatnot, because they're above the law. They're the untouchables. Now, in the past, this would never have happened. I don't care what party they were from. I don't care what their background was. It made no difference. No politician in my day would have done this. Why? Because the newspapers would have had screaming headlines the next day accusing them of excess, and they would have been embarrassed. They probably would have been arrested, frankly, for robbing the public treasury. But they owned the newspapers as well. Do you understand that? That once we lost the newspapers, in particular, because the average schmuck sees a newspaper, the average putz looks in a newsstand. I see them in the city. They walk around and look into a machine. They don't even buy the newspaper. And those who do read it as though they're reading a Bible. They look at the San Francisco newspaper, and they run their finger down the columns. They read every story as though they're reading the Old Testament itself. And no matter what is written in there, no matter how it's written, no matter how biased it is, the average liberal moron believes every word that they read in the newspaper. So once we lost the newspapers, which used to report on government corruption, we lost the country. That's in plain English. So what else can I say to you? Is this too negative for you today? Do you want me to stop? You want me to stop with my allegations of what's going on in the country or not? Do you care? You don't care. Maybe the listeners of the show, a small percentage do, but basically you'd rather me talk about people ripping me off at a dinner. or a meatball recipe, or Teddy peeing on a hedge. That would be of more interest to you than any of this. And why? The thing about why, it's not that you're unintelligent. It's because you realize there's nothing you can do about it. You understand that the country has been taken over by a gang. You understand that. And you're afraid. You're actually afraid that there's nothing we can do, that it's futile, that the clowns called Supreme Court justices who were held up suddenly. Look at the New York Times pictures of them, like this, that they're not even humans. The wise Latina, Sonia Sotomayor, the genius, Ruth Bad Girl Ginsburg, the questionable creep, Justice Breyer, who was caught in the park many times, the other genius, Elena Kagan, who would have owned the Knish factory in my day. Wouldn't have owned it. She would have worked for her father's Knish factory. Chief Justice John Roberts. You see pictures of him. I mean, this guy is, of course, considered a swing voter today, but I think he was swinging before he became a swing voter, in my opinion. And then, of course, there's the great Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, who's pretending to be so in the middle that everyone's hanging on his every belch, saying, I just wonder if the case was properly granted. So, ooh. Now, all of the little stenographers in the news business report, Justice Anthony M. Kennedy, known to be the swing voter in the Supreme Court, is wondering if the case was properly granted. And we may not have a ruling on gay marriage that's one way or the other. Of course there's a ruling. You know what's coming. If you know what's coming, what, is there a mystery here? The court is not straining to find middle ground on challenge to California's ban. The court is straining to pretend that it's straining. The court is doing what it's supposed to do, what it's told to do. They're not independent. Are you crazy? They're about as independent as Roman senators were under Julius Caesar. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm too cynical. That's all. A hedge fund mogul's taste. Stephen A. Cohen looms large in the world art scene, even as he fights to contain fallout from an insider trading inquiry at his firm. His latest deal, he bought a Picasso for $155 million. Now, where did he get the money from? Where does a man get $155 million to buy a painting? Let's see. He invented a cure for polio that I don't know. Stephen Cohen cured polio. He cured cancer. He invented a medical device. No. He has a trading firm, and he's being looked into by the so-called authorities. If he spends so much as 1 second in prison, I'll sell you a Picasso for a dollar. Why? Because he'll buy the best legal liars that money can buy, who will smear the worst judges that America has ever seen, and Cohen will laugh all the way to Lausanne, in my opinion. Too negative for you? I'll keep going because this is the only way I can face all of this, is by looking at it straight in the eye, staring at it, and making a mockery of it. Yeah, mayor seeks to cut off cheap cigarettes. Here is a man so insane, in my opinion, Mayor Bamberg, that instead of banning pornography, which has now penetrated every household in New York City, instead of banning the large-scale dissemination of drugs to children, they call it medication, but you know what it is. It's an addiction. They're drugging the children as early as their cradle. Instead of banning the drugging of children, as any sane politician should do, what is he doing now? He's cutting off everything that the poor people need in order to keep going each day. If a poor person works on a construction site or in the garment district or works in a horrible, disgusting, stinking job, and they go to lunch at a fast food outlet, what do you think they need in order to get the fuel in order to work? They need carbs. They need sugar in order to be able to go through a day's work. But this little maverick loser is so hateful of poor people that he's now going after, again, another thing that poor people generally need, which is cigarettes. A minimum price of $10.50 to discourage low-income smokers, according to the new law that this man is doing. See, well, what are these people going to do if they don't have cigarettes and they can't afford them? Don't you see? You don't see what's coming, do you? You think he cares about them? No, he doesn't care about them. It has nothing to do with their health, in my opinion. It's to push hundreds of thousands of people away from tobacco and into medication. Again, Obamacare, prescription drugs, Medicare. Don't you understand how it works? It's the pharmaceutical companies driving this. You take people off cigarettes. What are they going to use to calm their nerves? They're going to use medication. Who pays for the medication? You, you moron. You pay for it. Now, where do I get this idea from? Did I pluck it out of thin air? No. I can prove it. I can prove it, 100% prove it to you in two sentences. They banned smoking in prisons. And so what did the poor prisoners do who were going out of their minds in prison cells, who used to have a cigarette to calm down, to keep them from going nuts and hurting themselves or others? They went to the infirmary, and the quack doctors who work in prisons, only quack doctors work in prisons, the quack doctors write them a script for medication. Who pays for the medication? You, you moron. That's why the cost of medications have escalated by thousands of percentile points over the last 10 years. It's because they're medicating children as young as a year old in the crib, claiming fake diseases that don't exist. The quacks call pediatricians, invent fake diseases in order to drive them into medication. And the evil, fake liberal mayors like Bloomberg, in my opinion, tell you that they're cutting off sugar and cutting off tobacco for the health of the poor people. But they're not. They're driving them again into medication. Why? Because the drug companies and the middlemen will make billions of dollars off it. That's my opinion. So when you see Bloomberg getting up on his high horse talking about cutting off cheap cigarettes, who is he affecting? Certainly not affecting his peers. They could buy a Cuban cigar. They could buy a Dominican cigar. They can get cigars of the size that Bill Clinton preferred, because he's aiming it only at small cigarillos, the ones that the rich people don't use. The rich people use big cigars, and the little poor people use little cigars, and so he's aiming it only at little cigars. I'm not making this up. He exempted large cigars from his anti-tobacco insanity, right? Mr. Bamberg's proposal, which will be taken up by the so-called city council, is going to specify a minimum price. In other words, it's price fixing for tobacco. It's price fixing. This was once considered illegal in America. The Supreme Court ruled against price fixing. So here's a little Hitler dictator type. He's not Hitler. There's no concentration camps. But I use the word Hitler in a generic sense of a mad dictator. Let's use a milder form, a Perón. He's sort of a Perón. If that doesn't apply, Mussolini. If that doesn't apply, then let's use a new noun to describe a little political dictator. Let's call it a Bloomberg. He's acting like a little Bloomberg. And so now he's price fixing, saying that $10.50 should be the price for cigarettes to discourage low-income smokers. Now, why are they doing it? To drive people into medication. And by doing that, he'll be answering those in the pharmaceutical industries who go to dinner with him, no doubt. I'm sure when he has the big dinners, as he had one interrupted last night at a fancy restaurant, where I'm sure nothing was banned. I'm sure Jeroboam's of wine flowed like water flows out of the off the Niagara Falls. After all, there's no banning the size of wine bottles that might cost $10,000 a piece. But they want to ban a soda because the little man's not entitled even to a glass of soda, a cigarette, a cheeseburger for lunch so he can go back to work after slaving for 4 hours in the morning. Has this man ever seen what it takes in terms of calories to lay bricks? Has this lunatic ever seen what a construction worker needs at lunch in order to go back to a construction site? If the man burns a few thousand calories through manual labor, what is he supposed to have for lunch? A salad like the mayor prefers? A beet salad like my guests at the restaurant preferred? They can't afford a beet salad, nor does it provide the calories that they need. No, what they want is a double Mac with cheese and French fries and a 16-ounce soda. It gives them the fat, it gives them the protein, and it gives them the sugars that they need to go back to work. But don't explain that to the little man with an ego the size of an elevated shoe. I'll be right back.
And here he is, Michael Savage.
Heavy-duty week. Heavy-duty week for Christians and Jews. Easter, Passover. For over a billion Christians and Jews around the world, in the millions, this is one of the heaviest weeks of religion on the calendar. And yet here in America, we sit pondering not God's word, but gay marriage. And so I'd like to talk about the fact that I know if well, if you believe in God, he's watching the proceedings here in America. And he's wondering which way to go with this country. Because he can't believe what's happened to this country on so many levels. Violence, pornography, drugs. And here we are talking about something as trivial as gay marriage. Now, what is Holy Week? Let's look at that. What is Holy Week? Well, everyone's heard about the Last Supper. Jewish people had their first Seder last night, which in many ways was the Last Supper, where Jesus ate with his 12 apostles. And at the Last Supper, as you know, Judas, he predicted Judas would turn on him, and Judas fingered him to the Romans, and of course he was arrested, crucified, died, buried in a tomb, and came back to life. The fact of the matter is, these are heavy-duty things. America's into this entire week. This is America. Forget the media. The media is not America. The media is a reflection not of America, but of the media. It's a reflection of a small band, a small, tweaky little band of extreme atheists, anti-Americans, etc. That's what the media is. We understand that. And yet, if you read the papers, watch the TV, there is no Easter. In fact, the school just banned the word Easter. You don't know this, I swear to you. Boys and girls in the Alabama elementary school can hunt for eggs, but they can't call them Easter eggs. The principal banished the word for the sake of religious diversity to show you how insane this world has become. And yet, to over a billion Christians, this is a very holy week. Now, one of the things that's important for you to know, and here's something that I touched on. A man 60 years old or so came up to me after. He said, you know, my whole life, none of this has ever meant anything to me. It had no meaning whatsoever in my whole life. I never related to any of this, the matzah and the Passover. He said, I've gone to him. You know, it means nothing to me. It's for children. He said, but what you said touched me. I said, what did I say? And by the way, you're listening to the Savage Nation. And if you're not interested in this and you want to hear about the Constitution, you want me to talk about the Constitution and gay marriage, I'm not going to do it. You've heard it all day long. So don't call me on gay marriage today because it's been done all day long. So what I explained to my friends and told them to tell others the same thing, which is that the whole thing of a release from bondage, meaning what is a Seder? What the Seder is and what bondage means is our own bondage, of human bondage. We are all in bondage with our own weaknesses, our own addictions, our own wants, our own lusts, etc. Those are the bondages. Those are our Egypts, whatever the addiction may be. We are in the Egypt of our addiction, our weakness, our passions. And what the Seder represents is an opportunity to remember that we are all enslaved. We are all enslaved by ourselves, and we're supposed to free ourselves. We have an opportunity each year to renew ourselves in freedom by recognizing we are slaves. And the louder we scream, I am free, I am free, I am free, the more we can hear our own chains rattling, right? So the meaning of this is you have a chance every year to renew yourself, free yourself, break the bonds, cut the chains, and be a free man or a free woman. That is what I told my friends. And that's when the man came to me and said, it's the first time I've ever heard that. So I want to talk about other things. In the last hour, I talked about other things, including stream of consciousness, which is something I often do in radio, a free association. I talked about the Bible as a form of free association, right up to my ramblings, if you want to put it that way, which I do from time to time, and I want to do a little bit of it now. But I want to shift gears at the same time, and I want to read something to you from my novel, A Time for War, that is not free association, not stream of consciousness. It's a structured novel meant to impart excitement in the reader. It's about China being at war with America, a secret war, and how Jack tries to stop the trail that leads to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who has sold out his own country. And so I'm going to go all the way to the middle of the novel on page 172 when Jack goes to see Hawk. Hawk sends his jet to San Francisco. Jack arrives, and here it goes. Marigo St. Martin. Of all the places Jack had thought he might end up at the flight's end, the Caribbean was not on his short list. Only the sign in the distant terminal told him where he was in St. Martin. Martina was still mute on their destination, even as they were making their final approach. Okay? Hawk's jet came in so low over Maho Beach, Jack could see the faint sheen of wet sand in the moonlight. He thought about the sunseekers who would have thronged the beach that day. veterans would have ignored the low-flying aircraft. There would have been panic in the eyes and gestures of newcomers. Imagine how the Arawak Indians felt when they saw the ships from Spain, he thought. It was strange to think of toned, near-naked ladies playing volleyball and the crew of Christopher Columbus on the same clear stretch of waterfront. It was possible that the Indians were wearing even less than vacationers, which was the only backward step he could conjure up. He thought of those men crossing the ocean in a slow-going, wind-driven chamber pot, while he flew here faster than the speed of sound. He thought of the diseases that had ravaged the civilization in the Leeward Islands over half a millennium ago, and the medicines that prevented them today. He thought of the slavery introduced by the Spanish, and the freedom paid for in blood by American soldiers who fought oppression at home and abroad in war after war. Now let me pause right there. That's a paragraph in A Time for War. It's a little departure from the average, let's say, fictional suspense novel or fictional adventure novel. But what I'm trying to tell you is you could put your thoughts even into a structured novel if you have any thoughts. So then he goes to see Richard Hawke, and he goes into the guy's limousine with the beautiful Martina. She's, I guess, the girl who greets him, and she's beautiful, of course. The limo was equipped for a party. There was a digital jukebox, a 40-inch HD TV, Dom Perignon on ice, and a refrigerator with more Iranian caviar, fresh slices of expensive Yubari melons, and the world's most expensive pie from the Fensgate Inn in Burnley, Lancashire, England. It was made with two bottles of 1982 Chateau Mouton Rothschild red wine, Wagyu beef from Kobe, Japan, matsutake mushrooms, and a crust with gold leaf topping. Jack knew all of this because the car also came equipped with Yutako, a stunning young lady who also by coincidence came from Kobe. So what I'm getting at is my love for food, my love for art can be written into an adventure novel. It doesn't matter to me that the poseurs in San Francisco who work for the art museum or give money to the art museum don't recognize that the greatest novelist in the modern history of San Francisco is right in front of their nose. It doesn't bother me. I mean, my last novel, Abuse of Power, was staged inside the Fine Arts Museum, and none of these poseurs in the Getty crowd even understand that the book was written about the museum that they have trashed with their trashy parties. They don't even understand that. So then we go into the yachts. So he gets there on the speedboat, an Aquariva speedboat, and he's taken over to the yacht to meet the man, remember, who's the villain, who sold the country out with his electronics firm, right? Yutako notices that Jack is staring at the side of the yacht. It bore the name Highlight in bold black letters. The lengths of yachts have grown exponentially in just the last decade, Yutako said, loud enough to be heard over the hum of the massive diesel engines, the rush of the wind, and the slap of the hull against the water, culminating in the launch of Eclipse at 533 feet. On the list of the world's largest yachts, which includes royal and state ships, Richard Hawke's yacht at 439 feet is ranked only number 8, but it has rare features. Built under an extreme blanket of secrecy by Blohm & Voss shipyards, she is one of only two private yachts that are ice-classed. Featuring over 48,000 square feet under air, she has 7 decks, including 12 guest cabins, twin master suites, a hangar, several pools, and 2 helipads, one of which on the aft deck is hydraulically retractable. She can accommodate up to 24 guests and has a liveaboard crew of 27, including 3 security men who were formerly Russian Spetsnaz. So what I'm now is describing the yacht in a few sentences, based, by the way, on a real yacht. I know an awful lot about yachts and construction. And so I put that into the novel. Now we get to Mr. Hawke. And let's see if you like what I make of Mr. Hawke. They made their way through the main salon, which was the size of his Union Street apartment. It had a wet bar, a spotless white carpet, big picture windows, more black and white leather sofas, and a pair of Renoirs on the wall. The lamps were by Tiffany, the captain mentioned. Jack didn't think he meant the singer. And they goes on, and he talks to the captain. Then they get to Richard Hawke, who's lying on a black hammock with an e-reader and a clip-on light. The hammock was clearly custom-made with a wide base made of what looked like matte black carbon. There was a strange pinched joint in the middle of the head and foot supports. On the headrail of the hammock was what looked like a photoelectric sensor. The captain explained that the unit read the sun, communicated with small silent motors in the two joints, and kept the hammock facing the sun at all times. It was still oriented to the western horizon and would reset in the morning. Jack was overwhelmed rather than impressed. Then he meets Hawke. He had read about the man's battle with throat cancer. Even the best doctors and healthiest sunshine could not undo the pallor of what he had endured. As his host walked around the 6 queen-size sunning beds built in a large marble well, Jack noticed the Hawk logo embroidered on the back of his robe in black and gold, like a fighter's robe, Jack thought. There was a point at which excess became comical, self-mockery. The hammock had become indulgently close. The robe crossed the line. Mr. Hatfield, Hawk said quietly as he approached. Call me Jack, Jack said. Like Ishmael, Hawk replied. Hell of a question to ask on a boat, Jack said. Why, Hawk said, Ishmael survived. Hawk offered his hand and Jack shook it. The man's grip was firm enough. It's odd we've never met, Hawk remarked. We don't exactly move in the same social circles, Jack pointed out. That's true, but we're nearly neighbors. Your place in Carmel? I come to a lot of public events in San Francisco, Hawk said, the kind you used to attend. You mean when I mattered? Hawk laughed. Your modesty is unexpected. And then they go on. And then they talk about food. Then they talk about this. But it's all about the story itself. What is the story in a time for war? Well, the story is about the Chinese is under, the United States is under secret attack, and only Jack Hatfield, a popular television host who had been hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. And who is he after? It's a trail leading to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who has sold out his own country with the help of government officials at the highest level of the American government. As Chinese enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military and release a deadly toxin killing hundreds of thousands of civilians, Hatfield and the beautiful Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. Okay. What I'm getting at is I enjoyed writing the book. There are so many things in here that anyone in the Bay Area of San Francisco would find phenomenally entertaining. And I'm enjoying reading it to you now on the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank account. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Leslie in Redwood City. Hi, Leslie. Why are you calling me on the carpet?
Rick, why doesn't Conklin Brothers offer free installation like the other places?
All of Conklin Brothers' carpet prices include installation. We just don't call it free. We could just as easily say free carpet when you pay for installation.
Oh, that sounds like a great deal.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But it's all the same.
So, you're saying no one really offers free installation?
Or free carpet, for that matter.
But I want something free. Can you just call it free installation for my sake?
We just don't want to go down that road.
How about free delivery?
That's included, too.
Free adhesive? Come on, Rick, work with me here.
Leslie, just come to Conklin Brothers in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo. I think you'll be very happy.
Okay, just as soon as I have some free time.
Conklin Brothers, you can...
There's a lot of talk out there about your Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's causing many firearm stores to run short on inventory. This is your experience, then come by Templar Sports in Los Gatos, the Bay Area's newest firearms and sport fishing store. At Templar Sports, they're getting a new inventory of guns, ammo, and accessories every week. Need your hunting or fishing license? They've got it. Fresh and saltwater tackle and bait? They've got that too. Templar Sports in Los Gatos has experts ready to help you with everything from firearms and accessories to safety and instruction. There's a lot of talk today about your Second Amendment rights. Some of it's getting louder and louder. If you're a longtime gun owner or just beginning to explore the idea, the experts at Templar Sports in Los Gatos are there to help you find what's right for you. Visit them online at TemplarSports.net. That's TemplarSports.net. Safety, service, and community. Get to Templar Sports in Los Gatos and find the firearm and gear that's right for you.
You used to be able to keep a foreign financial account secret from the IRS. No more. The IRS has found a way to force foreign financial institutions to report you. Failure to disclose foreign income and assets could lead to long-term imprisonment and loss of more than everything you'll ever have.
If you have unreported foreign income and assets, there are a variety of options, not just the current amnesty program, that could benefit you. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in obtaining results in international tax law cases. This is an extremely complex area of law, and my team of tax attorneys and CPAs have the international tax experience you need. If you wait until the government contacts you, it could mean heavy fines and even prison time. Call us before it's too late.
Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Conservative, and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon, on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Now we go back to regular programming. Any question is fair game. 855-400-7282. On WABC, Mike in New York City, go ahead. What's your topic?
Hi, Mr. Savage. It's such a pleasure to get an opportunity to speak with you about this subject. Let me tell you, when I was driving home, when you mentioned this topic, I literally had a hole in my heart. I'm a big-time animal activist, and I belong to 20 different animal charities. And when I heard that,
You're talking about the slaughter of elephants,
correct.
The killing of a whole tribe of them, including pregnant cows, cutting their tusks out while some of them were begging for their lives. It's enough to make me want to go kill the poachers. So all I've done is I've given $50,000 to this group that is actually training soldiers to go kill the poachers. There is a war out there against the elephants. The UN is doing nothing. They're a bunch of worthless. I have nothing but contempt for the UN. It's a bunch of gangsters stealing money from every country on earth. If there was really a UN, they would send the special forces in and kill the poachers immediately and save the elephants while they can. I wouldn't be surprised if the people in the UN are benefiting from the sale of ivory. But don't let me interrupt you. Go on. Tell me what you want to say.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I just wanted to say is, you know, I listen to your show as often as I can. And though I may disagree with you or agree with you on certain subjects, I got to say I commend you on your generosity to be supportive in these animals. And the reason I say that is you know, you've got your very, you know what you think, and you've got your ideas and political subjects. And aside from all the other crap that's going on in the world.
Yes, absolutely. How can we permit the death of this noble friend of ours called the elephants? How can we permit the death of this species in our lifetime by doing nothing but paying attention to gay marriage like it's the only issue on earth?
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I thought there was about 5 years ago I read an article.
Is that the only area of humanity that's permitted to be discussed, gay marriage? How about the death of the elephants?
Yeah, that's right. I read an article about 5 years ago that said there was a new way that these poachers, these scum of the earth, were killing these animals. And you know what they were doing?
I know what they're doing. They're hunting in helicopters, and they're machine gunning the herds of elephants who are running and trying to hide from them, protecting their babies underneath their own bodies.
They're being slaughtered by these vermin. And do you know where the ivory is sold? China! China, the enemy of civilization itself. The greediest, most inhumane people on the planet right now are in China. No regard for human life. They harvest the organs of political prisoners. And we're supposed to believe they're like us? When did that happen?
It makes me sick.
Well, all I can say is the UN has proven itself to be worthless. If I had the power, I would defund the United Nations immediately. I'd throw them out of the building on the East River. I'd make them leave. But more importantly is we have to save the elephants. And people need to go to michaelsavage.com, see the article, and give money to the organizations that are funding the anti-poaching military organizations. It's gotten so bad, I don't know if people understand what we're talking about. The poachers are using heavy weapons on these elephants just to cut their tusks out before they're even dead. They're cutting the tusks out of pregnant cows. Do you know how horrible this is to witness? And the pictures are on my website. I didn't put the worst pictures up. I didn't put the movies up of this because I don't think the people could take it. But I beg the people to listen to me. Why are you permitting this to go on? What kind of government do you have that cares nothing about the most noble species on the planet, our best friends on the planet, these most advanced creatures with such an advanced intelligence, the elephant being slaughtered for their ivory, so a group of throwback degenerates in China can sit there clicking about the big tusks they have in their ugly living room in Shanghai.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else. Even if you've suffered for years, imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352. Try Seroderm risk-free. Call 1-800-573-0352. That's 1-800-573-0352.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The Glen Park BART station was closed for several hours today after a man jumped in front of a train and was killed. It caused system-wide delays. The Glen Park station reopened shortly after 6 o'clock. The traffic jam some had predicted at the Golden Gate Bridge on the first day of all electronic toll taking failed to materialize today. The CHP says they did have a problem with some motorists driving too fast through the now vacant toll booths. The body of a Campbell man has been recovered in Nevada's Lake Havasu. 25-year-old Stephen Fowler was not wearing a life jacket when he fell off the front of a pontoon boat. Taking a look at the roadways, westbound 80 El Portal still doing clear up. It was a crash in the left lane. Should be off to the side now. Overturned vehicle northbound 880 at Marina Boulevard in San Leandro. Looks like all the activities off to the right shoulder, but look for some delays. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Attention men. If you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
I think I'm losing my memory, and it's real scary. Lately, I can't remember people's names, my appointments. I can't even find my keys.
Hi, I'm Dr. Larry McCleary. I'm a board-certified brain surgeon, and I can help you. I personally developed Lucidol to improve memory, concentration, and focus. I'm so confident that Lucidol will work for you, I put my name on it.
Lucidol is safe and clinically shown to improve memory, concentration, and focus. And Lucidol is fast. It is so effective, you could notice a difference in the very first week. Call 800-527-8851. Call now and qualify for a free bottle.
Let me help you now. You deserve to have your memory. That's why I developed Lucidol.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Lucidol and protect those precious memories. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Call 800-527-8851. 800-527-8851. That's 800-527-8851.
Now's the time.
Now's the time to make a difference.
Now's the time to take a stand.
To get involved.
To make a change.
Now's the time to raise a hammer and drive a nail.
To build a wall.
And open a door to a new life.
Now's the time to help Habitat for Humanity build hope and change lives with a family in your community or around the world.
Now's the time.
Now, more than ever, help build it.
Visit Habitat.org.
This is Faith Hill for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. As a performer, I've had many wonderful moments to celebrate. So please, when you celebrate, designate. Please choose a designated driver. Music lives, and you should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
On the next morning show, Jillian joins us from The Biggest Loser and How to Retire by the Time You're 40. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Poachers and Chad slaughter 86 elephants, cut out ivory. Now, anyone could say they love dogs. Everyone's copied me on dogs and radio since I started at 18 years ago. It's easy to love a dog. I love dogs. Okay. You're not going to hear Rush Limbaugh or any of his followers ever talk about the elephant slaughter for one reason. If they did, you would know that they were following Michael Savage. So even though the cause is good, and even though all people should get behind this, conservative and liberal alike, you will never hear a Republican stand up and say, save the elephants. You won't hear it at all because it'll mean that they were listening to Michael Savage. And that's a shame. Isn't it a shame? No one came to my aid when they banned me from England. No one will come to the aid of the elephants, even though they call themselves animal lovers. Nevertheless, poachers and Chad slaughter 86 elephants, cut out ivory. The International Fund for Animal Welfare, by the way, which is the group that I support, reports that poachers and Chad slaughtered 86 elephants, including 33 pregnant females, in less than a week, and hacked out their ivory. IFAW says it's the worst killing spree of elephants since early 2012, when poachers from Chad and Sudan killed as many as 650 elephants in a national park in Cameroon. Elephants in Central Africa continue to be under siege from unscrupulous poachers, the killing, blah, blah, blah. About 40% of Africa's elephant population, 17,000 elephants were illegally killed in 2011. 17,000 were killed in 2011. And there's a report called Elephants in the Dust, the African Elephant Crisis. So what are they doing? They're training enforcement officers in the use of tracking, intelligence networks, and innovative techniques. I've gone a step further. I have funded those trained to kill them. Because unless they kill the poachers, the elephants are going to die within the next few years. At the recent meeting on the International Trade in Endangered Species, three African and five Asian nations were put on notice that they have failed to adequately crack down on the ivory trade, which is nonsense. They care. These heartless monsters care about that they were put on notice. Who put them on notice? Who put them on notice? They must come up with targets or face trade sanctions next year. Are you joking? Only Obama could stop this, by the way. How do you like that? He's the president of the United States. Now accuse me of being an animal nut. Go ahead. Go ahead. Make my day. See if I care. I'm not allowed to love animals. Okay? Then don't. I mean, you know, okay, say what you want. See, what you don't understand is that conservatives should own the environmental issues. I've been a plant collector all of my life, while many of these people who claim to be environmentalists on the left have never been in the places I've been on Earth have been very lucky. But the point is I've been involved in the environment for since, I'd say, 1967, 68, 69. We should own it. People who hunt, fish, boat, etc., are the natural environmentalists of today. Not Barbara Boxer. Do you think Barbara Boxer hikes the trails of Marin County in her gold lamé shoes looking for a lawsuit? I don't think so. Do you think Barbara Boxer sails the bay in her gold lamé shoes looking to sue a seal? Do you think there are any lawsuits out on the bay? I don't think her and her family can find any lawsuits on the bay. So they're not the natural protectors of the environment. They just use it as a weapon against the invisible enemy. And that's why I say to you is that we have to get involved with this elephant story. You've got to do something. And only the president could step in and do something about it. He could stop the slaughter. To her credit, by the way, the only politician who ever mentioned this was Hillary Clinton about 6 months ago. She's the only one who ever mentioned it. The only one who said one word about it. Nothing was done. The Chinese were not stopped. Now, look, I could go back to the whose boots should be on the ground in Syria with all of the war drums being banged right now by Obama, which sound reminiscent of Bush. I could go back to that simplistic question, but I think I've covered that. Certainly, I don't want my boots on the ground in Syria. You want Mrs. Jones' son's boots on the ground in Syria. All of the brave conservatives in the media who are calling for war again like they did in Iraq, they're not going to put on a uniform and go to Syria, are they? You don't think so? I don't think so. We don't belong in Syria. It's not our business. We have no business in Syria whatsoever. But let's focus on the topics of the day here on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Any topic I may have touched on is fair game. Connecticut, Sabrina, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, hi, Michael. Elephants are magical, amazing creatures. It sickens me to even fathom what has recently happened.
It's beyond belief how this is happening in front of our eyes, and the UN is doing nothing.
And
I blame the United Nations for permitting the slaughter of the elephants, and I've said that I believe that some of these people who are in the UN who are supposed to stop this are probably being paid under the table by ivory traders.
Well, I certainly hope that Obama does something, and I just want to tell you that your comments are so forthright and honest. You have such tenacity in your dialogue. And I just want to thank you for making people truly aware of what's really happening in America.
Well, you know what they could do? The group I give money to is I've looked around. Most of these groups I don't trust. Most of them take most of it for the management, and they go on vacation with it. They visit Africa and take pictures, right? So I don't really give money to charities because a lot of it's fraudulent. Unfortunately, that's true. The whole charitable world needs to be investigated by someone else. But I found the IFAW is a pretty honest group. I believe that. I pray to God that's their name. I don't even remember who I gave money to, but it's the International Fund for Animal Welfare. I believe that's the group that we've been supporting. And I suggest you look into them and try to target it for the Elephant Fund. Let me see if I can find the exact name. Oh, God, I have so many. Here we go. Yep, thank God. IFAW, International Fund for Animal Welfare. They're very good people. They're as good as we're going to find. And I'm going to read you an email from them right now. Dear Mike Savage, I suspect your audience will be most interested in updates on the efforts in Cameroon and Chad and Kenya, so I'll gather more info and send it to you early next week. I think I've also found an ideal video for your website. It focuses on elephants, and if you like, if blah, 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 please take a look and let me know if this is okay. It summarizes the crisis and has powerful images, but I can keep digging if you don't feel it's appropriate. So he sent me a video which is pretty dangerous to look at, by the way. And then he says the other big fight for elephants is at the CITES meeting in Bangkok next week. And they have a team on the ground to argue with the bureaucrats about it. And then he said this month's battles to help elephants, sharks, polar bears, and other endangered animals. For the animals, and it came from that group that I mentioned to you who I give money to, and I suggest you look into them, IFAW. I don't make anything from them. I'm not on their board of directors. I have absolutely no interest in the financial elements other than to save the elephants and the other endangered species. So International Fund for Animal Welfare, look them up. Who knows, you know, maybe even a Republican might become an environmentalist. I mean, I don't know. Anything might happen in this world. You can't tell. You can't tell. Lindsey Graham himself might actually become a human being 855-400-7. See, I have contempt. I have total contempt for politicians because, as we well know, it's a business. And the two parties are two businesses vying for your support. But they're nothing but businesses. They don't put America first. They put their party first. And as I believe it was George Washington who wrote that the party system, frankly, has no place in America, incidentally. And look at us sitting here like idiots. Do you know how many talk shows are talking about the Republicans good, they'll save us? Now, by and large, it's only the Republicans who have saved us from the Democrats, incidentally. I mean, when you look at Dianne Feinstein's desire to steal the Second Amendment out of the hands of the American people, she was shafted by her own party. But that's because the American people and the Republicans made Harry Reid understand that they would lose seats and that their business, called the Democrat Party business, would be affected if Dianne Feinstein's extremism was allowed to come to the floor of the Senate. But the fact of the matter is things can be done to save the elephants. And I wish you'd get involved. And I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. We're all on this planet together, and they're the only things that these are the animals should draw us all together. Let's put it to you that way. Shirley on KSFO, welcome to the Savage Nation.
I got to say something. I didn't agree with you before, but now that I find that you're an animal lover, God bless you, because I love animals. I have 11 cats and 5 dogs. I would have more if I could afford it, but I live on my Social Security.
Well, the issue is not cats and dogs. I mean, I'm a dog lover, but we all are dog lovers. Everyone's an animal lover in America who has a cat or a dog. But we're talking about a species on the planet of extremely high intelligence that's being mercilessly butchered for the ivory that the Chinese middle-class bourgeois are showing off in their homes and their big, ugly, disgusting apartments and houses in China. And that's what has to be stopped. And they're the ones who have to be stopped. It's the Chinese government that has to step in and punish this. And they won't do it unless the American government steps in and says, unless you stop the sale of ivory in your country, unless you crack down on it, we're going to impose a trade embargo on Chinese goods. That's what I would do. If I were a senator right now, I would make have a speech tomorrow that I'm going to move to have a bill to put a trade embargo on Chinese goods, electronics, cars, I don't care what it is. Whatever they're selling, we're not buying until they stop the sale of ivory in their country, and they arrest the ivory poachers, and they arrest people who have ivory. Arrest them if they have ivory in their house. That would be the end of it. It could be done literally in a few weeks. WMAL, Washington, D.C. Carol, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, yeah, I totally support you 100%. And what I can't understand is, where's PETA? Where are all these people that are these big animals?
Well, we know that they're just a business like any other, and we know the scandal of them killing 90% of the animals given to them in their shelter. And that's a story that's been covered. It's an important one to see through them, and that they're just a business like many other front groups for let's say, greedy people. There's no other way to put it. It's not the first instance of that. Look at the city of Oakland. Look at the city of Oakland in California. Virtually every official is being caught with their hand in the till. Okay, and crime is out of control in the streets. Thank you for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. Call 1-800-294-6051.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield, a free fire zone. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. This isn't just an election. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-959-5884. Let your voice be heard. Hands off our guns. Call 800-959-5884. That's 800-959-5884. Again, call 800-959-5884.
People by the Tea Party Leadership Fund. Not authorized by a candidate or candidate. Skip the Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Over 200,000 customers are having a better hair day because of Ovation Cell Therapy.
I had a brush full of hair every day. Since I started using Ovation, my hair is fuller and it's not falling out in the shower or the brush. Ovation also worked for my husband with his breakage. Thanks for a wonderful product.
I'm a 40-year-old woman with extremely fine hair, and I've been coloring it for over 25 years. Using Ovation has decreased my hair loss and increased the fullness of my hair. I plan on using this product for the rest of my life.
Ovation works great. After my baby was born, my hair was falling out and breaking off like crazy. Now my hair looks and feels better and is growing faster than it ever has. Thanks, Ovation.
For thicker, stronger, and longer hair, log on to ovationhair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter KSFO at checkout for your special discount. ovationhair.com.
Have you been waiting to sell your home? The Monterey Bay Area needs more homes for sale, so list your home now and prosper. Low rates mean higher prices. Low inventory means motivated buyers. Hire me, Beach Area Specialist Rain Jordan, to sell your home. Ask me how I get high sale prices and multiple offers for my sellers. Connect with me today at 831-457-5505 or online at BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. BayAreaHassleFreeListing.com. Or maybe you've dreamed of a home at the beach. Make your move now before rates increase. Hire me, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, to help you buy that dream home. Ask me about my record of negotiating deals for my buyers as low as 82% of asking price. Get the micro neighborhood insights and the connections you need. Call me now, Beach Home Specialist Rain Jordan, Keller Williams Realty, 831-457-5505, 831-457-5505.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
KSFO, San Francisco. Dan, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I've been there, seen it myself. It's a tragedy. I agree with you 100%. If we don't get out there and take care of it, it'd be a tragic loss to see these elephants die off.
I am funding the IFAW. I believe they're hiring ex-military guys with automatic weapons to kill these bastards, to kill these poachers. I believe the poachers should be slaughtered the same, with the same brutality, and hung to rot in the villages they come from. I believe that the American and other French, whoever special forces who are on these teams, should go out and find them and butcher them like they're butchering the elephants and hang them outside their villages. That will put an end to the slaughter. Nothing else will do it. These people are from another planet. They're not living in the modern world. To them, an elephant is nothing but a cow. And just as we slaughter a cow for a piece of beef, That's what they see the elephant as. They don't understand the bigger picture. They don't understand that as the elephant goes, we as a species go as well. What they don't really understand is that we are the elephant. We are the elephant. Now, I know that that's anathema to the fundamentalists listening to the show, but you have to understand the greater context in which I'm saying this. It's actually a blessing to protect these innocent, beautiful creatures. It is actually a religious requirement that we protect these innocent, beautiful creatures. It's actually quite Christian to protect these beautiful, innocent, noble creatures from the most evil forces on the planet, the commercial forces of greed, which know no limits. So I think I've made my point, and we'll go on to the other calls on the Savage Nation. Grand Junction, Colorado. Cher, you've been holding a long time. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Mr. Savage, I represent a large group of intelligent, successful businesswomen from colorful Colorado. Beautiful. We love your respect, intelligence, and insightfulness. And if you add cottage cheese to you and your dog's diet, it holds nutrients in your system longer. So God bless you, Mr. Savage, and carry on.
That's beautiful. Let me send you a copy of my... How many women are in your group?
There are a ton of us, and we're extremely wealthy, and we will all buy your book.
Okay, I was going to send you it. I don't need... it's not the money. It's I'm trying to warn America what China's already doing to us through a novel. By the way, there's a lead story from the Washington Times. Do you know that Mr. Holmes, the Aurora Theater slaughterer, has converted to Islam in prison in Colorado? Did you know that?
Yes, see, I'm a psychologist, and so
The Aurora Theater shooter, who America has forgotten, the crazy one, James Holmes, has converted to Islam and prays up to 5 times a day. A prison source says the beard James Holmes sported in court last month represents his newfound faith. The source said Mr. Holmes has turned Muslim as a way of justifying his horrific crimes on July 20th, which left 12 people dead and 58 people wounded, the Daily Mail reports. The source said he has brainwashed himself into believing he was on his own personal jihad and that his victims in the movie theater were infidels. Holmes now prays 5 times a day, sticks to a strict Muslim diet in prison, and spends hours each day studying the Quran, the source told the Inquirer. I rest my case, Shar. Thank you for listening to the Savage Nation. Houston, Texas, Beatrice, KSEV, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you, Dr. Savage, for speaking up for the elephants. I've been watching a lot of things about them. They are so intelligent. They can do things that are just amazing, absolutely amazing.
You know what's interesting is that the women are calling now because I've touched the women with my compassion for animals and my compassion for the elephants in particular, which is wonderful. I don't know what it is about men, but guys are almost ashamed to admit that they have any feelings at all to begin with, let alone feelings for elephants. Maybe they'll think that they're ready for gay marriage if they should admit that they want to save an elephant. I don't know what it is, but the fact of the matter is, thank God the women are listening to me.
Well, there may be a small amount of good news, and I'll tell you what it is. Do you know who Yao Ming is?
I'm sorry? Charmaine? Say it again.
Yao Ming has been doing PSAs for, he's already done a series of them for sharks because, they eat that shark fin soup and it. Well,
oh, yes, the Chinese in San Francisco are shocked that they can't buy the fins from a beautiful animal in the sea called a shark, an ancient beautiful species, that the fishermen pull out, cut the fin off and throw them back in the water alive and half dead to be eaten by predators. It's unbelievable to me how inhumane man really is. Man's inhumanity to the lesser creatures is overwhelming. Now, I'm not a vegetarian, by the way, but there is humane slaughter. There's sensible harvesting of animal. There's animal husbandry. The slaughter of elephants for their ivory falls into none of those categories. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. You want to talk about this, or do you want to talk about politics? Let me explain something to you. The slaughter of the elephants by poachers in Africa in particular is very political because it's the Chinese government that could stop this. They could stop the trade in ivory overnight. They have the power. They're a police state. They could go out and they could round up the poachers. They could round up the ivory. They could punish the people who bought it. They could stop it overnight. The Chinese are a brilliant people. They have all the power in the world. They could put an end to this. But apparently their greed knows no end. They will destroy the earth itself in their race for greed, in their quest for gold. Look what they're doing to the air in their cities. You know, you talk about pollution, you talk about environmental degradation. You know nothing about it until you visited China. It's the most polluted nation on the planet. But the moronic American environmentalists are focused on the tailpipe of a car in California. We have the cleanest state in the country. It's enough already. Stop with the carbon taxes and focus where the real pollution is. Focus on the real inhumanity on the planet. It's China, my friends. So I'm talking about stopping the slaughter of the African elephant, and you can give to the IFAW if you want. Go to michaelsavage.com and link to them. I have no relationship to the group other than I give them money. I don't make anything. I don't skim it off the top like a few in the conservative movement have been doing for private jet travel and whatnot. Nothing, not a penny. IFAW, I have nothing to do with them other than I think they're a great group. I'm sorry for getting distracted, but as you well know, I'm famous for my subconscious interfering with my conscious thinking, which is a form of conversational presentation that's almost impossible to duplicate. I'm not afraid to fall off the net or fall off the high wire because there is no high wire. At the end of the day, what am I saying that's so dangerous? What did I just say that was so embarrassing? What did I just say that was not interesting?